91X News.
It's plus one with rain and fog at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Tamara Pilon. That accident we told you about last hour has been cleared. The right lane of the westbound 401 near Walbridge Loyalist Road was the scene of an accident. The OPP says the vehicle has been removed. Talk of a regional transit system in the Quinte region is getting a little louder. QNET News is doing a series of stories about public transit in the area and how it can be improved. Ludwig Chapman shares a look at how feasible a wider transit system would be.
Belleville, Quinte West, Brighton, Deseronto. These are some of the communities connected in the Quinte region. However, some people say they are not as connected as they can be. Regional transit around the Quinte region is a high demand for many people. From students to elders, those without means of conventional transportation like cars are calling for these new transit options to be considered. Jack Miller, a former chair of the Belleville Transit Advisory Committee, knows these demands well.
Well, that's something I really wanted to see happen years ago. I can see it happening, but you're going to need somebody to pull everybody together.
Miller says that there have been talks in the past with both Prince Edward County and Quinte West to set up a transit service, but deciding who pays for what derailed those talks. Paul Buck, the Belleville transit manager, believes that the regional transit plan can be made in a reasonable amount of time.
Oh, it's absolutely very feasible. It comes down to how soon the funding can be approved to set it up. Realistically, if everything flows very smoothly and the funding is granted and the plan's in place, it could be as little as 2 years before we start to see some sort of large-scale change for regional transit.
You can find out more on our series on regional transit on our website, qnetnews.ca. Ludwig Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
The station director at 91X Loyalist College's campus community radio station says recent changes to student fees could put the station in jeopardy. Last week, the Ontario government announced a series of changes to the post-secondary education funding, including among these changes, student fees at colleges or universities are to be made optional for the upcoming 2019-2020 year. Greg Schatzman is the station director at 91X.
Well, on the surface, it's very concerning because the majority of our funding there on the radio station is tied to the student fee that we get every year, and then it currently accounts for, you know, the largest single chunk of our funding.
Student fees fund more than just college radio. These fees also fund campus health services, gyms, student media, lockers, new technology, and student government. All of these could face reduced funding, though no concrete plans are in place yet. House Democrats are floating a new plan to end America's longest government shutdown. Sagar Meghani has more.
It's a possible path toward a compromise to reopen the government. House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries says his party's willing to offer billions of dollars for upgraded technology at the border, like drones and sensors.
These are the things that would actually improve our border security.
It's aimed at luring President Trump away from the $5.7 billion he's demanding for a wall, which Jeffries calls a 5th-century solution to a 21st-century problem. The White House has signaled it's open to counteroffers to the president's recent proposals, but he told Republicans on a conference call today they have to stick together on his wall demand. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A white supremacist who says he went to New York City to kill black men has pleaded guilty to murder. Warren Levinson has the story.
James Jackson admitted he stabbed 66-year-old Timothy Kaufman with a sword in 2017 after stalking a number of black men in New York. Jackson, an Afghanistan war veteran, says he traveled from Baltimore to kill black men because New York is the media capital of the world. Jackson is 30. He told the judge the slaying was practiced for more such assaults. Kaufman, who was remembered as a gentleman and good neighbor, was alone collecting cans and bottles for recycling when he was murdered. Jackson faces mandatory life imprisonment when he is sentenced next month. Warren Levinson, New York.
Amazon is introducing its new delivery helper. Mark Romillard explains.
The retail giant introducing Scout, an autonomous delivery device. A promo video shows the robot, which looks like a cooler with six wheels and a pop top, rolling down a neighborhood sidewalk and up to the front door of a house where a customer comes out and gets their package. Amazon says it's beginning field testing of Scout starting today, with customers in a neighborhood in Snohomish County, Washington, being the first to get deliveries via the device. The company says it's developed them to navigate to people's homes safely, but for the time being, an Amazon employee will accompany Scout. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's ex-lawyer is delaying his testimony to Congress. Jennifer King has more.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen is postponing public testimony to Congress. He was scheduled to appear before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. Cohen's advisor, Lanny Davis, says Cohen has received threats and that the delay is on the advice of Cohen's lawyers because Cohen's still cooperating in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Cohen's pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about his role in a Trump business proposal in Russia. The Oversight Committee is investigating hush money payments made during the 2016 campaign to silence women who claim to have had affairs with Donald Trump. Jennifer King, Washington.
Unionized workers at General Motors Oshawa Assembly Plant are rallying today to protest the company's plan to close the facility. Unifer, the union representing the workers, says they are trying to convince the company to reverse its decision to close the plant at the end of the year. The closing would leave 2,600 workers without a job. GM has said the closure is a part of a global reconstruction. A stage musical about Michael Jackson will premiere in Chicago later this year before heading to Broadway in 2020. The developing musical is inspired by Michael Jackson's life and music. Officials said Wednesday that Don't Stop Till You Get Enough will begin pre-Broadway performances at Chicago's Nederland Theater on October 29th to December 1st. Two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage is writing a book using Jackson's vast catalog of songs. Tony Award winner Christopher Wilden will direct the choreography. You will have to find another way to say be mine this Valentine's Day. Mark Romillard gives the story.
Your actual sweetheart will have to do this Valentine's Day, as the maker of Sweetheart Candy, the bite-sized heart-shaped candy with loving sayings on them, says the Valentine's Day staple will not be produced this year. Spangler Candy Company recently acquired Sweetheart Candy and says it's undergoing renovations to its manufacturing facilities. The good news is the company says they plan to relaunch the candy in time for Valentine's Day 2020. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
I keep spending so much on groceries. I try not to, but it just keeps adding up.
Go to Mark's No Frills. They always have the lowest prices.
For all the grocery items you need and the brands you want, including No Name and President's Choice, all at the lowest price, it's Mark's No Frills. Watch for the weekly flyer featuring even more specials at Mark's already low prices. And collect points on your PC Plus card to use just like cash. Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard. Our prices won't be beat.
In sports, Major League Baseball's all-time saves leader sets another record. Tim McGuire has more.
Not Babe Ruth, not Hank Aaron, not Cy Young. Mariano Rivera is the first unanimous selection to baseball's Hall of Fame, collecting all 425 votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Others making it in, starter Roy Halladay, killed in a plane crash in 2017. Edgar Martinez, a designated hitter who waited 10 years for the honor, and lefty Mike Mussina. Rivera is baseball's career saves leader with 652. He was his best in October. 42 saves over 16 postseasons, including 11 saves in the World Series. I'm Tim McGuire.
Lindsey Vonn isn't quite done yet. The most successful female World Cup skier is in history says she remains hopeful that she can fix her ailing knee. The announcement comes 3 days after Vonn hinted at immediate retirement after failing to finish a Super G in Italy. She had severe pain in both her knees. The head of the Edmonton Oilers organization says the firing of general manager Pete Chiarelli could be a symptom of a larger problem. Bob Nicholson says he will examine whether their bigger issue in play for the team that has missed the playoffs for 11 of its 12 NHL seasons.
We got some real good players. We've got some real good staff, but there's something in the water here in Edmonton that we don't have right, and we got to get that figured out.
Busy night of NHL action in Canada. Toronto Maple Leafs will look to break out the slump against the visiting Washington Capitals after losing 7 of 10 games. Elsewhere, the Montreal Canadiens host the Arizona Coyotes, and the Vancouver Canucks entertain the Carolina Hurricanes. Olympic figure skater champion Elena Zagitova leads at the European Championships. The Russian survived an under-rotated triple loop and a shaky landing on a triple flip to score 75 points in the short program. Russian teammate Sofia Samodurova is second. The women's free skate goes Friday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. It's plus one and raining. The rain will stop overnight. Tonight, rising to plus five by morning with 40% chance of snow. Tomorrow, high of minus nine with the wind chill, partly cloudy, and a 40% chance of snow. At 4:10, it's plus one. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Samara Pilon, QNET News. News next on 91X at 6. Broadcasting.